We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Dalid Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new perek on the bottom of Tzadik Dalid Amud Aleph, the perek Hashoyel. Perek Hashoyel is all about Shemrim, and one of the Shemrim is a Shoyel, and it's a continuation from the end of the last perek where we spoke about Shemrim. We are continuing with the halachas of Shemrim. It says in our Mishnah, Hashoyel es apara, someone who borrows a para. And we know a shayel is chayiv in oinsim, he's chayiv in everything, because ka anah shaloi, that means since he could use it and he doesn't have to pay for it, so he has a lot of anah from this. So a shayel is a para, v'shal ba'al ima. But not only did you borrow a para, you borrowed the owner with it, which means this para needs to come with instructions or someone who knows how to use it. And I said, the ba'al, you come help me also. And he did it for free. Oi. Or you pay the Baal to work to help you work with your para, with his para, basically. I'm borrowing his para and renting his expertise as well. Or a similar case, Shala Bailam, you borrowed the Bailam's expertise, or you hired him with money. And afterwards, Shala's a para, you borrow his para. Both these cases, Umesa, if the para dies, the Shail is potter. I is chayv na'intzim. But here's a heter called Ba'al of Imai. Now it says in the Pasuk, in Ba'al of Imai, lo yishalim. If the Baal is working for you the same time as you're borrowing the para, the halacha is you don't have to pay. It's a chiddush of the Pasuk. When the Baalim is with you in work, the halacha is, it doesn't have to be the exact same work either. We'll see in the Gemara about Amachlekes. But he's working for you. That's called Ba'al of Imai, and you're part of Ma'intzim. Top on my base, Aval Shah's a para. If you first borrow the para, Va'aka Shah's a Baal. Then afterwards, you ask the Baal to come help you. Or you hired him for money. Umesa, and then the para dies, Yechayiv and Oinsim. Shanama, Baal of Eni Moy Shalom Shalom. Which means, like Rashi explains, Baal of Imoy has to be with you, Bishas, when you borrow. When you borrow, the owner got to be, the Baalim has to be working for you at that time. But let's say when you borrowed the para, the Baal was not working for that time. He only started working for you later. And even though he was working you b'shas when the oinus happened, they're still not potter. Baal of Imai has to be b'shas the she'ela. Like Rashi says, Ashvi'ina, I'm reading top Rashi. Ashvi'ina, Afpi shahoyo imai b'shas oinsei, lo have a she'ela b'vailim. Laugh to her to make it potter. Elmkin hoyo imai b'shas she'ela. Only if he's with you b'shas the she'ela. But time of a far as Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain this later on Tzadikayim and Beis. So to Gemara. Midtoni Seifa v'achas shalos apara. So in the race, it's really part of the ratio. In the ratio, there's two cases where it's called Baal of Imai. One case is where you borrowed the para together with the Baal at the same time. The other case was you hired the Baal first and then you borrowed the para. Both those cases are considered Baal of Imai because b'shas the she'ela, b'shas borrowing the para, the Baal was with me. But it's mashma. There's a possibility to have both at the same time. I could borrow a para and its owner at the same time. How is that possible? That's more discussion. Mektoni seifa achashol zapara mechlal the ratio the tony ima mamish. It's mashma. The ratio is talking about that you borrowed both the owner and the shell at the exact same time. Tony ima mamish. Ima mamish mishkachasla. How is that possible? Para is only the she'ela. The borrowing only starts mashicha. When I do mashicha, when I pull the para. Ubailim is ba'amira. Bailim is enough. He's ready to consider that he's working for you ba'amira. With Amira alone. Now, what does ba'amira mean? So it's Machlekes Taisus and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisus, which is printed on the bottom of Tzadik Dalid Amud Aleph, says the lav davka that it means mamish the amira, it means when I start getting ready to work, that's already chal, my shiba to work for you. So I'm starting to work for you. Masha'inkain, the para is only with Mashicha. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, my amira alone is enough. That's enough alone to make me meshubed. Once I clear my schedule and say I'm going to work for you, that alone is clear starting to work. But in any case, the Mar's kasha is that happens before the she'ela para. So how is it mashed in the first narration of the Mishnah? It's all one time. The Gemara answer is by Zema kegoin the kaima para bechatzeiroi the shayel lemechashu mashicha. The case is possible where the para was in the chatzah of the shayel, and once I give you the go ahead to borrow it, then you automatically coin it. So therefore, I can say my own work and the Mashiach happen at the exact same time. You don't need Mashiach. My own work and the She'ela through Kinyachatz happen at the exact same time. That's as possible to happen at the same time. And by Yisema, the Amalei, at Gufeich, lo tishal chas Mashiach's parasa. You make a Tanai. You say like this, I'm borrowing the power, I'm borrowing you as well, but I'm only borrowing your work, only the Shas Mashiach of the power. And therefore, it can happen at the same time. We're going to bring now the Mishnah that was at the end of a Seicher Sapayalim, and now we're going to explain this Mishnah. Like the Tav Tosfos explains that because our Mishnah here said the pasuk Bala Vimai, therefore we waited till now to say the Menoha Nemili. But really, this Gemara could have been in Hasechas Apayilim. Tanan Os, we looked in the Mishnah in Hasechas Apayilim. Abba Shemrim, there's four Shemrim, Shemichinom, Vahashoyel, Nesisacha, Vahasecher. There are four Shemrim, there's the one who watches for free, Hashoyel borrows it and uses it, Nesisacha gets paid for watching, Vahasecher is renting. Shemichinom Nishbal, Koyel, Shemichinom is, he swears on everything in his potter, besides for Pshia. Vahashoyel, Mishalim, is called, pays for everything. And he's chayav noinsim. He's got a pot on mesa machlach. We're not talking about those things. Look at Tosfos handles that. He pays for everything. He pays for pshia, geneva va'aveda, and oinsim. Noisei sachar va'soicher. Der nishpam al shvura. If it breaks a foot, val shavuya gets captured, val mesa drops dead. That you pot. That's because oinis. You make a shvur. U'mesham mesaveda v'zogneva. What you pay for aveda geneva. So that's the halachas of shemim. No, Amili. Where is the makar for this? The Tanur Rabbanan. We looked at a brisa. There are three parashiyos in Parashat Shvatim that talk about Shemrim. The first parasha, which is Shmois Chav Beis, Pasuk Vav through Ches, says, Ki yitin ish el re'eyu kesef hakelim lishmar. Someone gave someone to watch something, v'gunav beis ish, and yimotze aganav yishalam shnayim. Im lo yimotze aganav. And he swore that it was stolen. The halach is that it's potter. But the pasuk says that if he's found to have stolen it, he pays kefil, which is called toyin tainis ganav. He tainu was stolen, and it turned out he himself had it. Then he pays kefil. That's the halacha of the first case. Gitin ish areyu. The next parasha, which is Parachov Beis pasuk test through your beis, says gitin ish areyu chamar ashar oiseh chavim lishbar, and then a mace or nishbar died or broke a foot or it got captured. Ain roya shvur shanti ben shneim, and it's potter, doesn't have to pay. But if it got stolen, it does have to pay. That's the second parasha, and the third parasha says v'chiyishal ish, which is parachav beis yud gimel yud aled v'chiyishal ish me imra eyu v'nishbar imeis balo inima yishalom yishalom. That if even if it got died or if it got broken, the halach is you have to pay no matter what, and if not by levima. That says clear the word Yishal. So that parasha we know is a shayl. But the first two parashas, we're not sure which one Shem Mechina, which one Shem Mesacha. And that will be discussed in our Gemara. Narimil Tarabanam parasha Shayna Never, Shem Mechina. The first parasha was suing me in Shem Mechina. Shneev Shem Mesacha. The second parasha, which says Yechai Fegeneva Veda, is Shem Mesacha. Shlishis, the third parasha of Shayl. The Gemara says Vishlam Shlishis, Vishayl Mefurish. It says Mefurish in the Pasuk, Vichi Yishal Ishmim Reyo, Vinish Bar Amei, Spal Vini Moishal Misham. It says clear Vichi Yishal Ishmim Reyo, which he knows about Shayla. El Rishayim Shem Mechinam, Shneev Shem Mesacha. How do we know? Epachano. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the first parasha is Shem Mesacha, and that's the one Potek Neveveda and Chayim Tony Tanis Ganev, and the second parasha is Shem Mechinam, and the He's Chayim Neveveda. So the Gemara Mestavra Shniyah B'Shem Mesacha makes sense. The second one Shem Mesacha. Why? Shkin Chayev Yinev Aveda. It says Yichayev Yinev Aveda, and Shem Mesacha are getting paid. It makes sense. He should be Chayev Yinev Aveda. So the Gemara Adrabba, the Rishayna has a Chumra. Adrabba Shem B'Shem Mesacha. Why? Shkin Mesham to Shlumet Kefil B'Tanit Tanis Ganav. You find the idea of Kefil. But usually a shomer who would steal something is no kefil because he just kept something that came to him berishus. But here the chiddush is that if you swear that something was stolen and it's found by you, you pay kefil. So that's a chimra. That's a chumra. So maybe that's talking about a shomer zacha. Shekei mesham shu kefil. Then that's got him. I feel a hachi. Still no. Karna b'loy shvua adifa mekfeil of a shvua. Pasuk shah means like this: that still it's more chomer to pay principal for every geneva than just to pay kefil if it happens to Tanya Tana's Ganim. So in my second parish is more chomer, therefore it makes sense to be talking about Shem Mesacha. Rash, that's one shot. Rashi's mashma a little different. Rashi's tinding that the reason why you pay by Tanya Tana's Ganim kefil is because of the shvua. So it's nothing to do with the chumra. It's because of the shvua sheker. That's not considered a chumra, and therefore the second parish says Yechayiv Ne'eveda is more chomer. And what's the raya? That paying Karen is more chomer. Teda. Shoyal has everything going for him. He gets everything for free. He could rent some. He rents it. He doesn't have to pay a penny. He uses it. He doesn't pay a penny. And there's no Tanya Tanis Ganav there. He only pays principal by a Geneva if he stole it. He only pays for the price of the behemoth. He doesn't pay kefil even by Tanya Tanis Ganav. No single Tanya Tanis Ganav him. So you see, even the more chomadik things pay Karen. The shoyal have everything, but by mezoini, a shoyal has to give mezoinus. You know, a shem mesachah shem mechinam don't have to pay for mezoinus. They can charge a bounty for mezoinus, but a shoyal has to feed the animal. So we're talking about the kind of agam. We're talking about a case where a shoyal is calling a shaloi in a case where it was kain ba'agam, was eating its own food. You don't have to feed it. For example, you have to watch it. But not the monster. There's someone watchman of the city. So I'm saying, there is a case where Shoyal has everything going for him, and still he's chayiv for Geneva, not 20 times Ganam. So you see, it makes sense that that is called the more chamadug thing. The same on the cash you were asking that a shoyl does not have kol nashloi. You're right. Loi tem a kol nashloi. I'm a roiv nashloi. My most are nashloi. The boy same but it's the gay kol nashloi. But she lost kalim. When you borrow kalim, you don't have to feed a mixer. You don't have to feed the kalim. You don't have to feed a pot that you borrow. You don't have to feed it. So there it's hak a kol nashloi. And still you see the yichayiv in keren. So you see keren is more chomer than toin tanas ganav of kefil. So tomorrow, v'ayit noisi socher v'has soicher, which is in a shemes socher, and a soicher which is like a shemes socher. The loch is neshbam ala shvura v'ala shavuya v'ala mesa. They're potter on a oinis. What are oinis? What's it called? Oinis a shvura, a shavuya, and a mesa. U'mesham mesaveda v'sagneiv, and they pay for gneiv aveda. So the Gemara, bishlam a gneiva. Tichsev im ganiv says in the second parasha, im ganiv you ganiv me mishalom abalav. First the pasuk is chayv a gneiva. El aveda menolan. How do we know that on Aveda, Hashem Yisrael is chayav on Aveda? So tomorrow, the time looked at a brisa. Im ganav yiganav, double lashon. Ein le'al gneiva, Aveda menayin, heino is also chayav Aveda, tam le'im, im ganav yiganav v'kol malkim. Double lashon, each of us also Aveda. Freit the Gemara, v'honich l'man di'am aloy, amri and dibra tarik lashon v'yadam. We don't say, dibra tarik lashon v'yadam. Therefore, ganav yiganav is interesting. Lashon, so with extra word, we dash on Aveda. Eleman di'am amrina, dibra tarik lashon v'yadam. People talk like that, ganav yiganav, it gets stolen. Double lashon. So you don't have extra word, ma'ik l'meima. So Tosis points out, what do you mean? L'meisa, if I have something to darshan, I use a darshan. So Tosis says, over here it's a little shver drasha. You know why? Because ganav yiganav means stolen. Doesn't mean aveda. So you got to stretch it and turn the word ganav yiganav into the word aveda, the second word into the aveda. He says, no, it's better to say derbetun gosh v'adam p'nyas mandiyama. So it's shver, how do you know, taka, that asher mesocha is chayif aveda? Maybe it's not chayif aveda. Zok temor, amri b'marava, it's a kava chaymer. Umaganeva, which is Kravelinus. A Geneva is Kravelinus. Someone stole from you as a Kravelinus. Mishaleim, Aveda is a Kravelapshia Lakoshkim. Sure, you pay Aveda, which is more Kravelapshia. The Idoch, the Madiyama, the Bryce who learns it after the Pasuk, I'm gonna be gone. What does he say? Milsa, that's the Kavachim, Tavakas Lakra. A Milsa, it's learned of a Kavachim, Tavakas Lakra. And the Pasuk teaches us the Chayav Aveda. So it comes out in this Gemara that Aveda is more Kravelapshia than. The Aveda is more Karl Pshia than Geneva. And Allah is, he's Chayiv. And it's a Kav Chaymri, actually. So let me ask you a question. We know that Asher Mechinam is Potter from Geneva. Of course, it's a Pasuk. But how do you know he's Potter from Aveda? L'chayra, Aveda is Karl Pshia. And that's my question. I don't have an answer to the question. It's actually my Harush's question. I don't have an answer to this question. I just want to throw out that aura. If someone finds this aura somewhere, please let me know what the answer is, that by Shai Mechinam, who said you're part on Aveda? Maybe it's Karav Lepshia, and it's Chayiv on that. And here, you only see in the Pasuk that Geneva, and it's not a Raya, like the Mar says, the Kav HaChomer. So you have to know, what's the Makar by Shai Mechinam, that he's Potter from Aveda? Okay, Vayit in the Gemara. V'ashoyel Mashalom Mesakar. The halach is that Ashoyel pays everything. Bishlam Ashvura Umesa Dechsev. We know that he pays for if it drops dead or if it breaks its foot, because the pasuk says v'chi yishal ish mimra'eu v'nishbar oymesa. That's klar v'nishbar oymesa. Breaks its foot or it dies oymes. So the first pasuk that yichayev elu shvuya v'shalom nolan. How do you know if it gets captured by an army? How do you know that yichayev v'chi tema? You'll tell me nail of shvura mesa, and you'll say like this mal shvura mesa shkin einsa. You learn of shvura mesa. You say shvura mesa is oynis, this is oynis. So just like that oynis part, this oynis part. This just like that oynis is chayiv by shoyel. That oynis of shvura is chayiv also. You learn out. So tomorrow, no, I'll make a pircha. Mal shvura o mesa. That deer makes sense. It should be chayiv. Shkin einsa the salakadai too, because you know going in, you're a shoyel, you're chayiv an einsim, and that's something I can think of. Taima b'shvuya, shvuya is shkein unz lo yisal gadaitas. It's something you never thought of, and maybe you never makabel shmira on that. So how do we know that you are chayiv on shvuya? So Mar says, I'll tell you how. El nemra shvura omesa b'shel. By shel says mafurish that you chayiv on shvura omesa. V'nemra shvura omesa b'shel mesacha. It says by shvura omesa b'shel mesacha that you potter, but it says there also shvuya malahan shvuya imay, because the pasuk says by shem mesacha it says. Umeis oy nishbar oy nishba. So it says, but first, all three. So afkan will add on shvuya imay to the group. Freit the Gemara, that's not a good limud. Why? Ikla mifrach, malu shem esachar shekein lifter. They were trying to pata you. So we're saying, shavuya is more of an oinus. So if you're part of those oinus, you're sure part of this oinus. Tayyum b'shel that's chayiv, shekein l'chiyiv, who said you chayiv also on shavuya, which is a higher level oinus? It's not a good limud from shem esachar, with here it's potter. So Rashi says, you're right. So basically right now, we don't know, how do you know shavuya shel is chayiv on? Even though we find it's chayiv on oinus, maybe oinus that they couldn't think of is not chayiv on. So who said his chayim is oinsim? Zok to Gemara. Pshat is like this. It's a drasha. Elo krav nosin. Tanya nosin oime oy le rabbis shavuya. The word oy, it says nishbar oimeis. That's also in a pasuk. Of a nishbar oimeis. The oy is marba shavuya. Oy le rabbis shavuya. Freit to Gemara. Hi oyim vayol el chalek. Maybe we need an oy tell you that you don't need both to be chay. Maybe a shal zon chay if it's nishbar and meis. Hi oyim vayol el chalek. Let me know the misbar meis. Maybe it has to break its foot and dog. Until you have both, kamashlo and the oil. You need the oil to separate it. So Gemara says, really, the truth is, do you need a separation? Do you need a word oil or not? Is a machlokes tanoim. Honich le Rabbi Yonason, El Rabbi Yosef Ma'ik le Meimar. What's the machlokes tanoim that we're talking about? Tell him to the brisa. Ish ashir kalas ove ves imay. Someone who curses his father or mother, he's chayiv misa. Do you have to curse both of them to be chayiv misa or not? Inli ala ove ve imay, ove vle imay, imle ove menayin. So Tamaloyim, the pasuk says, another part of the pasuk, Ovav imei kilel, Ovav kilel imei kilel, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Because the beginning of the pasuk, Isha shekalos Ovav, the word ikal is next to the word Ovav. The end of the pasuk, when it says, Ovav v'imei, v'imoi, kilel, dom aboy, it says the word imoi next to kilel. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua learns from here, one of them alone is enough. Because be'etzem, you would say, you need both. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. Whenever it has something like this, you don't need the word oy to separate it. When it says ish as yikal es ov es imoy, it means one or the other. We're adding the word oy. Achi aparat lo on top of tzadikem and aleph. Achi aparat lo kosev yachtov. Until the Torah says the word yachtov, like it says lo sachsom shor v'chamar yachtov. Until it says the lo sachroish, sorry, lo sachroish v'shmar v'shor v'chamar yachtov. Until it says the word yachtov, does that mean together? So it means Rabbi Yonis and the stomach is, it's oy. Without saying the word oy. It automatically means either. So therefore, oy is extra to darshan shavuya. But if you're Rabbi Yeshua, without the word oy, you would think you need both. So it's shver. If you're Rabbi Yeshua, how can you darshan from oy to yamar b'shavuya if you need the oy to separate that? So to Gemara, no. I feel the tamer of Yeshua, l'chalei kocha loy tzarech. Here you don't need to make a oy. The oy is extra for shavuya. You don't need oy to tell you that you would not think you have to have that it broke a foot and it died. My time is svaruhu. Malik tala kula, malik tala palga. The svaru is, each one by itself is enough of a chiyuv. Because Rashi speaks out, the nishbar b'loy meis na mechayiv, the halei katala palga. The ma'is a half of it it's killed, its foot it's killed. And if it's a svaru, that it's one without the other one will be chayiv, and therefore the oy is extra for shavuya. So the bottom line is like this, we want to know how we know a shayil is chayiv for Shavuya, which is a bigger oinus. You can't learn that from Shvura Mesuk. It's a less of oinus. It's a bigger oinus. You don't even think it is oinus. So how do we know Chayiv? The bottom line is, learn from the word oi. It says, Nishbar oi meis. The word oi teaches us that even the Shayil is Chayiv, even on Shavuya.